This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, it's Thursday. That means you get Lee Elson for the first hour here on the USA Radio Network. My email address is leeelsonradio@gmail.com. I love, and I do mean love, all of the emails that I'm getting from across the country, literally from places as far away as Michigan and Vegas and Dallas and even down in San Antonio as well. So keep them coming, leeelsonradio@gmail.com, and I always appreciate that. And you can send me a message up on my Facebook page and all like that, and we'll become pals, forever pals here on the radio. Once again, Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show, and it certainly is that, and I'm sure Wayne is fired up. He's so rare to go. He's actually ready to go right now, but you'll get him in exactly 1 hour. Our number's 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. I told you that doing what I do for as long as I have done it, there are stories that you like to talk about. There are stories that anger you. There are stories that you're engaged with. There are stories that you feel as though you know the world about. Some stories you feel like you're in the dark. And I've said this over and over again. This whole idea of trying to throw Donald Trump on the train tracks from the very beginning, whether it be the Russia, and the Mueller probe, to now this Ukraine scenario, is boring, man. It is boring me. And it is something that I do not enjoy talking about on the radio, because until it actually happens, until there's something actually to talk about, till there's meat on the bones, then it's all speculation. And I'm getting tired of doing that, right? And here on this Halloween, when everybody's wearing masks, I swear the folks down in Washington should have their masks on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They should all hide, because they're all criminals. They're all crooks. I'm telling you. How about Nancy Pelosi? Right? Okay, what was it? Less than a month ago? We're not going to move forward with this unless there's complete bipartisan support. And what happens today? They hold this preliminary impeachment vote, and it is all partisan. All of the Democrats, except for two, voted for impeachment. All of the Republicans voted not to impeach. So here we are. And let the proceedings begin. Let's see what happens. I'm just going to give you a couple things from my perspective, because I know I'm sure Wayne is going to nail this nonstop for the next couple hours after I get on out of here. But, you know, Shifty Shift and his superstar witness yesterday, now tied directly to Obama, according to a recent report. And that doesn't surprise me. But I actually had I have a great regular guest on my regular show. He's a full-blown colonel, United States Army, CIA agent, a former congressman. His name is Rob Simmons. I've actually brought him on here today. I mean, I brought him on the USA Network as well. He's just fantastic. But he was going out of his way to tell me this guy is nothing but a pencil pusher, nothing but sort of, you know, he's got certain credentials, but in the long run, I mean, he is really sort of bottom of the barrel kind of stuff. And since he's tied to Obama, it's almost as if he's like, yes, sir, no, sir, I'll do whatever it is that you want me to do and say whatever it is that I want and what you want me to say. Which leads me, though, to the premise, okay, so we have not word for word. It's not word for word, this sort of text message, the manuscript that they put together from the phone call. We know that. There are some things that have been left out. So I guess this investigation will throw more of those to light. But I'll keep going back to the same thing. If in the end we find out, the only thing we find out is that Donald Trump, wink, wink, nod, nod, said to the president of the Ukraine, listen, Biden is dirty. right? We know it. There's all kinds of different things that point to it. His son, why is he making all this money? Why was he appointed to this? So wink, wink, nod, nod. Do me a favor and look into that. And if you find something worthwhile, let me know. Now, if that's all you get out of this, what another giant waste of time this is. It's just another giant waste of time. And I can say that with complete honesty. I mean, if I think the guy did something that warranted him getting kicked to the curb, I would tell you. I don't see it in this one. Certainly, it didn't happen in the Russia probe, which was a giant waste of money and time. And here we are again, sort of Russia 2.0 with the Ukraine situation, and I anticipate we're going to get the same thing. The Senate, barring something cataclysmic, is not going to kick him out. Don't you guys get it? The reason why they're doing this is to keep his name in the news in a negative light. And they're going to keep pumping it and pumping it over and over and over again. That's number one. Number two, what I really wanted to talk to you about is al-Baghdadi. So I only get a chance to chat with you once a week unless Wayne takes a vacation. So I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you about this yet. What an absolute disgrace the left-leaning media, how they actually handle this situation with al-Baghdadi. It's just, it's beyond deplorable. It's beyond reprehensible. Think about it like this. When Barack Obama and the crew who got Osama bin Laden, there were critics of the way Obama handled it. There's no question about that. Right? There are people who wanted to nitpick about words he used and how he said it, which was a complete bogus and farce, and they should have did that. But here in this case, you've got articles being written on CNN, and they go out of their way to go and pick and choose words that he used, minimal words about, oh, we did this, or he, and kind of putting himself in that spot, maybe giving himself more credit than the left wants him to have. Here's the bottom line. This is coming from me. And I'm going to tell you, I'm the most honest guy on the radio, okay? I thought when Obama got bin Laden, the pats on the back go 100% to the military who got him and the President of the United States, Barack Obama. He deserved the accolades when we got Osama bin Laden, period. Fast forward now to Donald Trump here in 2019. The boots on the ground, the men and women as part of the raid who got these SOBs, they deserve all the credit, as does the Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump. When you're the president, you get the accolades when things go right, and if they go wrong, like they went wrong with Jimmy Carter, you are partly to blame. That is the risk for giving the go-ahead when you do an operation like this, ladies and gentlemen. So for the left to come out and hammer Trump for insignificant things that he may have said or the way he acted or his approach to this or the fact that he was over the top sort of giving detailed about crying and whimpering and then people coming out and saying, well, there was no sound on this, or how does he know they were crying and whimpering? Who cares about that? It was meaningless. It was propaganda. World War II, by the way, was won in part by propaganda. Loose lips sink ships, the whole nine yards. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was propaganda. If Donald Trump sort of made up some of those things, who cares? The guy is dead. He was a rapist. He killed kids. He cut people's heads off. He set people on fire. He should be dead. We should be celebrating this. It should be a parade. They should parade. The parade that comes for the Washington Nationals, there should be a parade right after it for the death of this SOB. I mean, that's how big this is. I mean, it's the guy who we have been after since we started to get these videos, these haunting videos of men being paraded around, then dropped to their knees and their heads cut off with pocket knives. I mean, this is the guy that orchestrated all that. And Donald Trump, in this case, wants to spike the football? Who cares? Let him. This is a big deal. And if he wants to make it sound like this guy was a crying, whimpering coward, so be it. Why do we have to pick that apart? Why does that become the story? The story is the guy's dead. And he should be dead. And there's a hero dog, which I love. This is the things that we need as a nation to celebrate together. We shouldn't be nitpicking this kind of stuff. It shows you that there's never going to be where we are right now in this nation. We are so far divided on a partisan basis. There's never really going to be a scenario where we can come together, barring something where, like a 9/11 type of a tragedy, which I don't wish on anyone or any time. But that was a time when all sides came together for one goal. And I don't know if we can get to that point again without another horrifying tragedy. And I'm not advocating for it. I just think we're so far apart right now. Man, we're so far apart partisan-wise. When we kill the number one known terrorist on the planet, we can't at least all get together and say, man, good job. Good job, military. Good job, Trump. Good job, staff. The whole nine yards. We can't do that. And that's bad. That's really bad. And I don't know how we can bridge that gap, right? I mean, I don't know what kind of leadership we need in order to change that. Because it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And it's being fueled, certainly, by the media. And I know folks out there who, maybe they're listening to me right now saying, well, you're fueling the right side. I don't think I am. And I think the left is way more egregious in this when it comes to making this fake sort of stuff try to stick than the right. Now, there are right media outlets, and we know them, who certainly, give a little extra credit, a little bump on the tushy to Donald Trump. But you know what? It's not even close to what happens on the CNNs and the MSNBCs, and you know that. All right, listen, the number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My email address, love to hear from you, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. Listen, bottom of the hour, I get a very special guest joining me. I know he's on with Wayne all the time, but I get a chance to sit down and chat and talk about his brand new book. I personally get a chance to talk with Bill O'Reilly, so you'll hear that in just a few minutes. We'll come back, and we got a lot to do. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
Gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My apply, four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss America. Our great friends at Swiss America. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? China's on a record gold buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Price is up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Now it happened in 60 days. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But who you buy from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. So free phone call, free special report just for my listeners, and a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, as the host. And I don't mean just like a little role at the beginning of the video. I mean, I'm in the entire 30-minute video. It took a full-day shoot in Scottsdale, Arizona, to create this video. I don't know how I do all this, but I fit this all into my life. So free video, free special report, and free call. What do you have to lose? The answer is nothing. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN. You have a lot to lose if you don't buy gold. You don't understand gold. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com. Here's another article.
Ah, love it, man. Halloween. I actually showed up to work this morning with the Michael Myers mask on. I got a trivia, a little bit of, I guess, barroom trivia for you. You can stump somebody who's breaking the stones, maybe, and maybe win a couple of bucks, or maybe a beer. So I actually got a chance to interview William Shatner the other day on stage in front of like 1,500 people. And you may not know this, but Michael Myers, the mask Michael Myers wore, was actually a William Shatner mask that the low-budget original Halloween, they didn't have money for a makeup guy or a mask guy, so they bought a William Shatner mask and painted it white. Actually turned it inside out, I guess, and painted it white. And that was the mask that he wore, and it was a William Shatner, and he confirmed that. He told me that's a definite, that's actually true. So those of you out there who are wearing your Michael Myers masks tonight for Halloween, know that. By the way, that is the most scary, ominous looking mask. In fact, I posted a pickup on the Facebook of me wearing that mask, looking through the studio door here at Full Power Radio in Connecticut, and scaring the heck out of everybody early this morning. So if you want to scare somebody, you go get the Michael Myers mask, because it is the most deranged mask out there. Okay, listen, before we get to the bottom of the hour, like I said, coming up after the bottom of the hour, I get a little sit-down with Bill O'Reilly. I'm looking forward to that. It'll be the first time I've ever gotten a chance to chat with him live and in person. So we'll have that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's something that I don't have any tolerance for. I just hit my news feed here, so I'll just share it with you. A Washington State man whose rap sheet includes 9 drunk driving convictions was arrested for his 10th DUI after being spotted driving a minivan erratically. 56-year-old David Triplett was arrested for the 10th time for DUI. Now, again, it's a pet peeve. I don't necessarily have a horrifying drunk driving story to share with you. I have met people, moms, who have lost kids because of it. I did lose a friend in high school who got killed in a car crash. It wasn't necessarily drunk driving, but if you're driving a vehicle incapacitated, if you're drunk, you're high, I think the law should be as overwhelmingly strict and debilitating as possible. If you get caught the first time drunk driving, I think you should lose your license for 5 years and pay an enormous fine. If you get caught a second time, that should be it. You should never be able to drive a motor vehicle again, because it's one of the most selfish acts that you can take. You're completely, and if you're inebriated and you're clueless and you're senseless and you're driving around, you can kill somebody. Forget about yourself, but you can kill a little kid. You can kill somebody's mother. And because your selfishness, this guy 10 times, this guy should rot in prison for the rest of his life. I don't care what kind of a drinking problem he has. It doesn't matter to me. Throw him in the slammer. Throw the key away. Lock him up. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I get the first hour on Thursdays. Wayne Allen Root will be here. He's all fired up, getting ready to go. He'll be here in a little over a half hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Democratic-led House of Representatives passed a resolution which moves the impeachment process of President Trump into a new phase. Democrats described the resolution as a roadmap moving forward, including guidelines for witness testimony. The final vote was 232 to 196. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is condemning the Democrats' effort to impeach the president.
For 37 days and counting, they have run an unprecedented, undemocratic, and unfair investigation.
The California Republican has accused Democrats of trying to undermine the results of the last presidential election. Chicago Mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot says the teacher's strike that has cost public school students 11 days is over. She said public school students will return to their classrooms on Friday. The city and Chicago Teachers Union agreed that they will make up five of the days that were missed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.S.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The biggest guest that I've ever had on, which is pretty remarkable. Iconic host, the most accurate, highest-rated cable news show ever. 16-plus years, number one. 16 number one bestsellers. He has killed Patton, Lincoln, Kennedy, Reagan, and Jesus, just to name a few. He's a broadcasting legend, and I'm lucky to get a chance to talk to him. Bill O'Reilly. Sir, how are you?
Good, Lee. Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. So, listen, I have a baseball background. I played a few years in the minor leagues with the Cardinals. I saw you an interview. You're a Mets fan. I got to start out with the baseball a little bit. So you're a Mets fan?
Yeah. I was brought up on the Mets. I was an old New York Giants fan when I was a little kid, Willie Mays, and then the Mets came in the Polo Grounds, so I've been with them ever since.
Yeah, you saw Willie Mays actually play the Polo Grounds.
I did.
Yeah, the Polo Grounds has to be one of the most fascinating places to play. People don't realize the shape of that field was remarkable, right?
Yeah, I mean, center field was like 850 feet, and Willie just roamed, and anything hit out there, he grabbed. I loved him. He was such a great player. I think the greatest of all time.
All right. By the way, your book is out, and I read it. It's great. The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. You're one of the last truly nonpartisan broadcasters or interviewers. I mean, currently everyone on CNN, almost everybody on Fox is wearing a jersey. Either it's a Trump jersey or it's not a Trump jersey. I think America is starving for simple, truthful journalism. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I don't like what's happened to the national news services. It's all about money. The hate Trump makes money, love Trump makes money. They're not looking for the truth. They haven't been looking for the truth for years. They're dictated to by huge corporations. Six corporations control 90% of the news flow in America. And it's not honest. The people aren't being served well. It's why I continue to be successful. BillO'Reilly.com has a podcast that I do every night. And we don't do that nonsense. United States of Trump, it's not a pro-Trump, not an anti-Trump book. It's about him, who he is, why he does what he does, and how he pulled it off, the most audacious political feat in history. And if you really want to know about your country and about Trump, you mentioned baseball. Trump's a big baseball fan. That's one of the things that he and I have in common. And we used to go to games together, and I got to know him over a 30-year period. He's a first baseman, and he played in high school and loves the game. But people don't know much about him as a human being, and I think that's a huge deficit in this country.
So you said that you, in your book, obviously you just said it now, you've known him for 30-plus years, and even in the book you said you went to his wedding, and you've been hanging out with him quite often, but you don't necessarily consider yourself one of his best friends. Does he have any best friends?
No.
Why do you think that is?
He doesn't trust anybody. Yeah. You know, we have a funny story in the book where his eldest son, Don Jr., was going to school, and, you know, his father is standing at the door, and Donald's going out, and Bob says, okay, I don't want you taking any drugs, I don't want you drinking, and don't trust anybody. I mean, that's what the guidance was to the children. And Donald Trump to this day trusts his three elder children and his wife, and that's all.
Right.
Now, I've never been a guy that associated with fat cats and rich people. I'm from Levittown. I don't do that. But I did have a lot in common with Trump about media and sports and things like that. I enjoyed his company. He's a very good conversationalist. There's a lot of information. But again, people don't know this about him. And that's why I wrote the book. And the book is a big hit, which I'm very happy about, because I think people are buying it for not ideological reasons, informational reasons.
Right. Is he different now? I mean, has your relationship changed? Because before he became president, you guys, well, let's put it this way. Before he got on The Apprentice, you guys probably were, in the media mind, equals. I mean, he may have had more money than you, but you were doing your thing, and he was doing his thing. And then The Apprentice blew up. And is he different now than he was then, or is he the same guy?
Yeah, he's different. He's angrier. And I think that's affected him, almost overwhelmed him, that he's been attacked so vehemently, and he believes unfairly, for 4 years straight, nonstop, every day, and it's going to take its toll as a human being. Last chapter in the United States of Trump, I interviewed him right after the Mueller report came in, and that was the first time I've ever seen him show emotion. He wasn't crying or whining. He was just relieved, and then he turns around 2 weeks later, and they're trying to impeach him. So you can imagine, if you're in that position, his accomplishment has been diminished. He believes he's doing a good job as president. They're killing him on that. And so he's angry. Where he used to be, before he was a politician, he was basically strutting around. I mean, you know, he's a rich guy. He's successful. It was a whole different mindset. So, yes, he has changed a lot.
Bill O'Reilly is our guest. I can't thank him enough for giving us a few minutes today. The United States of Trump is the book, How the President Really Sees America. So a lot of times liberals, Bill, will throw out the word patriotism and almost make fun of it. So Trump gets that American flag around him. He wraps it around him. The question that everyone seems to want to know is it legit? Does he love America or is he using America?
No, he loves his country. He understands that his whole foundation of wealth and power could never have happened anywhere else. I mean, we trace it back to his grandfather who came over from southern Germany. Trump understands the country and how it runs in a corporate way. He's a transactional man. He believes he's successful as president because he's done a lot for the economy, and that in turn provides opportunity for people of all colors and ethnicities. He believes all this. And he doesn't think he could do this in South Korea or in Saudi Arabia or in the EU. So, yes, he is patriotic, but he sees the country in a very firm way. And he thinks that people like Colin Kaepernick and the social justice warriors and the socialists are not loyal people. He makes that judgment. He doesn't believe they're loyal.
Right.
And that's where the fissure comes and the conflict comes.
And he was able to tap into something in the 2016 election that maybe he saw and no one else saw, this resentment in America, right?
Yeah. Look, Donald Trump's a brilliant man. I mean, and to try to demean his intellect is a lie because he did this all on his own. He doesn't have a battery of advisors telling him what to do. Now, that can be a bad thing because he reacts emotionally and sometimes gets the country in trouble by doing that. But he was the architect of his presidential victory. No one else. He didn't have consultants like all the others do, hired guns. He had people that were working for him and with him, but it was he that drove it. And again, that's not an underreported story about how he's astute in his evaluation of what Americans are responding to. And that's how this whole Barack Obama birther thing got up and running in his mind. And I scolded him on that at the time. But he did it for a reason. It wasn't about race. It was about politics. So again, I mean, I wrote The United States of Trump. There's no anonymous sources in the book, Lee. It's all on the record. Everybody's name is there. I haven't been challenged on one fact in that book. And, you know, I'm happy people are responding to it.
And, you know, in your book, you also said, if you analyze what Mr. Trump says in public, you'll see a clear pattern. He's a stream of conscious kind of guy. If a thought pops into his head, he says it, no filter. That would, I guess, go for Twitter as well. You think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I understand the Twitter stuff. He's got to get in the moment when he's attacked unfairly. He's got to get his point out there. I got it. But if you're going to be reactive on the level that he is, you got to be more precise. So there are ways to win arguments. I did it, and I do it today, by tailoring my presentation to facts, not emotion. He uses too much emotion. So, you know, the lynching thing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't object to him saying that, but I'm not an African-American. All right? And so if I'm going to use the word lynching, I stop for a moment and say, can I get a better word than that? He doesn't.
Right.
He just blasts it out there. So he brings problems upon himself that he doesn't have to.
Would you say he's dismissive or almost condescending when he's going for a laugh and then dismissive when he's angry? Is that fair?
It's more than that, though. He's bitter about the people who attack him. He was a guy who didn't like being criticized at all. He had the same, thin shell that Trump has. But he didn't personalize it to the extent that Trump does. Is Trump dismissive of his critics? Yes. He doesn't sit there and analyze their point of view. But it's if you are a person who he believes is trying to hurt him or his family, he's going to overreact coming back at you. And he's an avenger. And that plays in his precincts. He's using that. He believes that this entire impeachment thing is going to get him reelected.
The United States of Trump, how the president really sees America. Bill O'Reilly, it's an honor to get a chance to talk to you.
Anytime, Leon. I also want to mention that we're going to be at the Paramount Theater in Huntington on December 15th doing the Understanding Trump show. There's a few tickets left, so if people want to see it. And we're going to take a lot of Q&A from the audience.
Right.
It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a good time. And so, good Christmas, Hanukkah present, December 15th, Huntington at the Paramount.
I know you got to go, but you're on Newsmax. We got to get you back on TV. I mean, on a regular basis. Is that in the works? I mean, people...
Look, I've had a lot of offers to come back on TV. If it is a right situation, I certainly will consider it. But if I get back on TV, I'm going to be attacked every single day of my life as I was on Fox News. That's not an easy way to live. It may be worth it, but that's what I have to evaluate.
Mr. Bill O'Reilly, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Lee, thank you for having me in.
Have a good one. All right, there he is, the great Bill O'Reilly. Check out that book, The United States of Trump, and go out and get it today. I read it. It's great. It really is great. All right, we'll be back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, let me mention that this show is sponsored by Root for the Wall PAC, which is my PAC, my political action committee that just began just literally this week. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always Trump warrior. And I have a message from my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again, and is the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. It just kicked in again. There we go. Now I hear everybody loud and clear. But President Trump can only do with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear: open borders. And we got to take a stand. It's time now to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. The number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for, is responsible for the content of this message, this live read. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
All right, everybody. It is Lee Elsie getting the first hour here on Thursday. USA Radio Network. We need a sounder like that when the Americans won the hockey. Never mind. And Lee Elsie Radio. All right, fine. It went over everybody's head. Everybody's head. Just me. I'll just take a phone call and drown my sorrows in Don in Long Island, who disagrees with Bill O'Reilly. Don, how are you?
Yes, it's great. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks,
you know,
my friend.
What lies and things are used to go against the president of this country. And if he says nothing, they hang him. If he fires back at them, they attack him with more lies. Normal reaction for someone who loves this country and loves the people here because we support him. How does one defend against lies and hate? You got to get them so mad that they confuse themselves. And how do they make up these rules as they go along? Rules are useless if you don't follow them, or if you make them so one-sided you can't even answer back to these rules, and there are no amendments to anything other than we want control, we are not going to let you speak your mind. We want to get you. It's all a gotcha thing. They don't care for this country. Everybody that comes against them.
I agree with that. It's pathetically sad. I think you're exactly right. You know what my favorite part of my conversation with Bill O'Reilly was? When I asked him the question about whether or not he thinks Donald Trump's a patriot, and I did that on purpose because I wanted to get his reaction, because I think a lot of people think some of the stuff Trump does is phony. Bill O'Reilly came right out and said,
"No,
man,
phony.
It ain't phony." So I think that honesty from him really goes, should go a long way with the American people. The guy is doing it. Listen, love him or hate him, he's doing it because he loves the country. I think I really believe that
he won the heartland of America, and they listen to him, and we hear him, we see what he's up against, and we know crooks and crooked people when we see him. You can't try and destroy someone whose life is so good.
Let me ask you a question. You're nervous about the next 12 months?
The only thing I'm worried about now, we have internet problems, okay? We're making a platform for China to get into everybody's life. I am worried. The only thing that worries me is computers are going to come in here and rob the election, okay? And they're going to twist it around because, oh, this isn't us, okay? But everyone in media and who's on that left-wing ride to hell, wherever they're going, all right? They will do anything to stop this president whom I love like a brother.
All right, Don. Listen, thanks for the call. Very passionate. That is a core Trump supporter, and there are a lot of them out there. That 35 to 40%, depending upon who you want to listen to, 42% of core, to the bone, Donald Trump supporter, they are beginning to circle the wagons. They don't like this. And this is, it kind of reminds me of 2016 a little bit. Because if you remember, Trump was taking all the slings and arrows, and there were things coming out. And some of them, there were truth to them. We said some things. You know, we talked about the women with the Billy Bush and all that. And what happened was, though, the media, they never let him breathe. They just kept pounding and pounding. I'm talking about the left media. And what happened was the hardcore Trump supporters rallied, right? They circled the wagons. And then the peripheral Trump supporters, the ones who wanted to change a pace, they said, you know what, let's do it. Let's just go forward with this. And I feel like that's beginning to happen again. Like, I think they're actually pushing so hard against Trump that it's gonna backfire. I believe that there's a boomerang effect that could happen again, like what happened in 2016. All right, listen, I always love coming in here. It's always a lot of fun, and I love doing it every Thursday. I appreciate all you guys sticking with me. I know you guys are waiting on the edge of your seats every single Thursday and Tuesday, for that matter, to get to Wayne when he finally gets in here. But he'll be here. He's rested. He's ready. He's ready to rock and roll, and he'll hit the ground running. Again, my honor, my pleasure. Thank you, Chris, for making it all go, pushing all the right buttons. Happy Halloween, everybody. Get out there if you're out in the West Coast and you got good weather. Get out there. Be safe. And enjoy the night. Enjoy the day tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the week. I'll catch you guys again on Thursday. Until then, we'll see you. Have a great night.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Day.